Welcome to the Saguaro Minute, a short program about all things saguaro, beloved icon of the Sonoran Desert. I'm your host, Kimmy Eisel. My guest today is Meg Wiesner, former park ranger in Saguaro National Park. I understand that you had a special relationship with a very old cactus in the park.
I did. Old Granddad. This one even had a name. Old Granddad was the largest saguaro known to be in the park. It grew on the south side of the Tinkaberty Ridge. And in the early 1990s, when I arrived at the park, everybody just sort of revered it. It's like the largest one. The size of this cactus was massive. If three people were to stand around its base, they could hold hands without getting stuck by its spines. It had so many arms that you couldn't even count them. So everybody knows that you have saguaros and you have arms, and then sometimes those arms grow secondary arms, and sometimes even third arms grow on those, which is what the situation was with Old Granddad.
And how old was he?
People estimate that Granddad was probably 200, 250 years old, and he grew out on sort of a spit of land surrounded by mesquite forest. You could see that there was a mesquite tree that had been its nurse tree, but it had long since died. Well, we got a report one day. One of the volunteers had hiked down that trail and noticed that there was something wrong with Old Granddad. There were pieces falling out from around its base, and came back and reported that to me. And so my thing is, well, wow, maybe somebody has vandalized Old Granddad. So I sent some folks up to investigate, and it appeared that these were signs of Old Granddad's decline. And we decided that we couldn't really fix it, but we could document it. So we went up and set up photo points on each of the four cardinal directions from Old Granddad. And once a week, we had a staff member go up and take pictures from each of those points. And we did that every week for a while. And the rate of change at first was pretty drastic. I mean, arms would fall off, and then it would start doing this thing called bacterial necrosis, which is a bacteria that is a secondary infection but comes in and kind of creates this black ooze. But eventually it didn't deteriorate quite as fast, so we went to every 2 weeks, and then eventually every month that we would go and take these photos. In all, it took 4 years before there was no recognizable green tissue anymore. Even sometimes arms that had fallen onto the ground continued to produce flowers, which is a normal plant reaction because it wants to regenerate itself. It knows that, you know, it's not doing well. And cactus are unusual in that they store a lot of resources. And so even an arm that's fallen over still has resources within it that allows it to produce flowers. By the end of the fourth summer, much of Old Granddad was on the ground, but the trunk was still standing and some ribs were waving in the wind. And I took up the photo point stakes and sort of said goodbye. A few months later, someone came by and said, "We just walked down that trail again and Old Granddad has fallen over. The whole thing fell over from the roots." So I took one last set of pictures. It had fallen on top of its dead nurse tree. So Old Granddad and the mesquite tree that nursed it were together.